A&E plan gets green light. Health bosses have decided to press ahead with controversial plans to expand Calderdale Royal Hospital and downgrade the infirmary in Huddersfield. The Halifax Hospital could be expanded by up to 300 beds and turned into a centralised emergency centre for the two towns under the proposals. Huddersfield's 400-bed infirmary will be knocked down and replaced with a 120-bed hospital designed for planned NHS procedures if it goes ahead. Last Thursday, Calderdale and Greater Huddersfield Clinical Commissioning Groups, CCGs, approved the plans despite safety fears over longer journey times to hospital. Campaigners who want to keep both A&E departments open are considering a legal challenge to the CCG's decision, taken at a meeting at the Cedar Court, Ainley Top. Helen Kingston, a member of the Hands Off HRI campaign, who lives in Risworth, said, "The community has to put up enough of a fight for them to not just breeze it through. They are hoping it will work on a wing and a prayer." Proposals for the two hospitals are designed to tackle a £280 million budget gap as government funding falls below the cost of providing services. A 14-week public consultation was carried out by the two CCGs. Dr. Alan Brooke, a Calder Valley GP and chairman of Calderdale CCG, said, "We are facing significant challenges, and we believe that these proposals would bring about the greatest overall benefits. However, this next stage is an important step where we will be developing the detail and exploring how we take forward and look to implement the proposed changes, as well as address concerns raised, such as travel and transport. As part of this, we will continue to work closely with our partners and key stakeholders to support us in developing the full business case."